Now we come to this most interesting incident, and this is tremendous. I stand on the fringe of this, and I tell you that I would rather stand here than stand in that inn in Bethlehem, because this is the one that gives this invitation. Listen to him. Verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. You see, it was on that day in the Feast of Tabernacles that they poured out all that water. Now he says here, as he stood, and I think that he could have been standing ankle deep in water when he gave this. They went down to the Pool of Siloam and brought it up by the barrel foot. You see, they're celebrating in the Feast of Tabernacles their trek across the wilderness. And it's then that God had given them water from the rock. And this they're celebrating. Now our Lord says, Moses not only didn't give you the true manna from heaven, but he didn't give you the real water, that water from the rock. And Paul says that rock that followed them was Christ. And he's the one that gives the real water. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And here's free will, friends. And here's free will with a vengeance. If any man, that means you, oh, on this day, friends, any man, here's a gift God's offered you. But wait just a minute. That's free will, but here's election. If any man thirst, it's the man that's thirsty. Oh, you go by and see a sign up, and it advertises a certain bottled drink, and on it has a picture of that bottled drink, and it has just one word, thirsty, ? And if you're thirsty, you'll drive in the next filling station and get you a bottle of this drink. My friend, if you're not thirsty, you go on down the road. Our Lord says, if any man thirst, but any man, if you're thirsty today and you're tired of drinking at the mud holes in this world today and find they're not satisfied, then get to Jesus. You can get to him today. If any man thirst, you're thirsty, come unto me and drink, and you can come unto him and receive him as your Savior. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. You see, the Holy Spirit did not come until the day of Pentecost to form the body of believers and to indwell believers. You see, he couldn't come until Jesus was glorified. And when the Holy Spirit got here on Pentecost, it means Jesus had got back up yonder to the Father's throne. Now we read in verse 40, many of the people therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Some, you see, believed and turned to him. Some drank, and they were satisfied. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Some didn't believe. Same thing today. Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? And that's where he'd been, friends. That's where he touched down at this earth. Splash down for him was in that miserable little stable back of a miserable little inn in that miserable little town of Bethlehem. That's where he came. It's not that pretty picture that you see on Christmas cards. He came, began at Bethlehem. But you see, you don't stay there. These people had to go back to Bethlehem. But he had begun there. But now he is the one that's given an invitation to them to come and drink. And they put up this objection. So there was a division among the people because of him. Always has been, always will be, until he comes to reign. Verse 44, and some of them that would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. This is miraculous. It couldn't touch him at this time. Why? His hour had not yet come. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, listen to this. Never man spake like this man. He was a great teacher, but he doesn't save you by his teaching. He saves you by his death and resurrection. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law accursed. But notice there's another man there, and he's one of them. And notice what he says. Nicodemus, oh, we've already seen him. He came to Jesus by night. And I think that's the night Nicodemus trusted him. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, he belonged to the Pharisees, and he defends Jesus. Doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? And that was a joke, you see, to be from up there. It was a disgrace. It'd be like coming from the country. Search and look. For out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And that, of course, they knew the scripture. But he hadn't come out of Galilee. He actually hadn't come out of Bethlehem. He'd come out of glory. Unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. The son came out of heaven, and every man went unto his own house. But it's wonderful, friends, to get out the good news that he's come to this world. And by the way, why don't you right now call a friend and ask them to listen to the message tomorrow?